Check. Check.
Check.
I guess that's good. I don't know. Does it need to be louder?
I don't know. It doesn't look too bad.
Alrighty. Testes, testes, 1, 2.
Tasting chicken. Tasting chicken, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sound levels are good.
Yeah, what about the visual levels?
Visual levels from where I'm sitting? Fantastic.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. All right, this is the first episode of called. That might get edited, or maybe not. This is the first episode of Shut Up and Listen. I am Jeff.
I'm Jeff, also.
No, you're not.
I'm Brandon.
And I am going to start off with a poem I wrote called Ode to Potheads.
I'm going to listen to this poem. I'm going to listen hard.
As you sit over there with a slight grin, your eyes are bloodshot red and Asian. Some call it chronic, reefer, dread, dro, or bud. You would laugh right now if I talk like Elmer Fudd. I can't, so I won't. Some smoke blunts, joints, use a pop can or a bong. You watch movies like Half-Baked, Grandma's Boy, or Cheech and Chong. Some get munchies, some get inspired. Some just get sleepy like you just ate some turkey. You will eat everything you can, including full course meals, candy, and then some beef jerky. This is my ode to all the people that partake. Enjoy the show, light one up, get baked.
Oh, like bread.
Yeah, like bread. All right.
I don't even know how to follow that.
Well, you follow it with your own poem about the making the sex.
About a rap instead.
You know, whatever works.
Okay. This is a rap about this podcast. You ready?
That just sounded like I unzipped my pants. I have to be more quiet when I do that.
All right, you ready for my rap?
Yep.
You wanna give me some beats?
No, beats. No, I don't.
Come on. Yo, dogs, what is up? We are here to record this show. We are going to talk about cool things, and maybe you can listen to us talk about cool things. Word.
You know what? I think you've got a future in hip-hop.
It would have been a little better if I had a beatbox, but, you know, my beatbox failed.
Which is me.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm placing this failure squarely on your shoulders.
Won't be the first, won't be the last. I don't know what to start out with.
I only have a few segments I decided I would like to do. Let me just give you a rundown on them real quick.
We'll yeah.
Now. The first one's a segment I like to call Eating a Banana While Looking at Jeff.
I'll enjoy that.
The second one is called Eating a Hot Dog While Looking at Jeff. And the third one is a little different, Eating a Popsicle While Making Eye Contact with Jeff.
You know what's funny is I have popsicles in the freezer.
Yeah, I think those are going to be big hits.
They will be. And what's funny, you know how it is with podcasts sometimes. You just kind of hear something and it reminds you. Mm-hmm. Well, there's this new guy at work, and he's on the freight team, and I was helping out with freight because they're shorthanded right now. So I'm sitting there opening one end of the box, and he comes over and makes eye contact and starts cutting open the other end of the box. I felt like Lady and the Tramp when they were sharing that noodle. I was like, Do you need help, or sure. Do you want to make out? I mean,
what's a noodle with the guy? Maybe it could have been more like an Eiffel Tower or something like
that. But it was just weird, man. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
You guys were both attacking that box
at the same time. But he made eye contact, which made it way worse for some reason. I was like, dude, really?
At least you didn't touch knives or anything.
Not that you know about. All right. Was that your taking a drink while looking at Jeff segment of the...
I'm just going to put this whole bottle in my mouth later. That was a secret one. I didn't mean to give that away.
No, I have something I'd like to maybe touch up on, and I know you'll have some issues as well.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to talk about bullying.
Okay, yeah. I get bullied all the time.
Okay, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't been picked on in their life? Mm-hmm. If you need therapy or something because you get bullied, you have way bigger issues than that.
Yeah.
Pretty much quit being a little bitch and suck it up.
Yeah, there, it's gone too far as every little thing is considered bullying, and you know, we should sue this person and get them in trouble. You know, when you know, there is legitimate bullying, I'm sure, but then there's just people being whiny, like you said.
And then you have celebrities making, what are they called, PSAs about them.
Yeah, because they're smart. Most of them are.
I mean, it isn't the end of the world. I mean, everyone's got picked on.
Exactly. I get picked on.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm so smart and good looking.
Well, that's very good reason to get picked on.
You know the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. The first world problems.
Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah. Oh, goodness. I have lots of first world problems.
Yeah, me too.
That's too many to list. I'll think of some, though, by the end of the... That's going to be my goal for this podcast tonight, is to think of all the first world problems I have.
Which will probably take up at least an hour.
Probably, yeah.
This is one I did on the previous podcast that I know you enjoyed. I'm not so sure the other one of us, Cornell, did.
Cordell?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just vent for a second.
Vent. Here's something I'm going to vent about. I'm going to vent about my truck. The transmission decided to go out. This could be a first world problem. Transmission decided to go out. 222,000 miles on it, so it was about time something happened. So I'm stuck riding my motorcycle. That's my first world problem. My only form of transportation is a Harley Davidson currently. So, you know, life sucks.
Chicks dig it, though.
Life sucks. I wish I knew which ones, because I've found a couple that dig it, but...
You've only banged like 30?
Well, yeah, 30-ish.
Last week.
Plus or minus 10. Plus 10. Yeah. And then there's all these girls that are here in the studio that are waiting.
Yeah, they're just going to have to be patient. Yeah. Some things are more important than making the sex or whatever we do with chicks.
Yeah, I think that's what they say.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least, 30, 40 hot... naked chicks here in the studio with us right now.
That's true.
We just told them to shut up, so they're not making any noise. That's why you can't hear them. But yeah, we're definitely going to get them laid with sex later. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, that's definitely how it works. Okay, so this segment, it's not really a segment. This is just kind of a one-time thing. But I am going to describe the fuck word.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin Lynn, for sharing this with me a long time ago. And like I said, it was on our previous podcast, but...
It's good every time.
It's good every time, like we are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hopefully people will appreciate it.
I think so.
Perhaps one of the most interesting and colorful words in the English language is the word fuck. It is the one magical word... which just by its sounds describes pain, pleasure, love, and hate. In language, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. It can be used as a verb, both transitive, John fucked Mary, or intransitive, Mary was fucked by Brandon.
Yeah, she was.
It can be an active verb, Brandon doesn't really give a fuck, or an adverb, Mary is really fucking interested in John. And as a noun, Mary is a terrific fuck. That she is. That she is. It can be used as an adjective. Mary is fucking beautiful. As you see, there are very few words that have the versatility of fuck. Besides its sexual connotation, how do I say that word? Connotations?
That sounds good.
Okay. This incredible word can be used to describe many situations. It can be used as an anatomical description. He's a fucking asshole. It can be used to tell time. It's 5:30. It can be used in business. How did I end up with this fucking job? I find myself saying that. It can be maternal, as in motherfucker. Valuable vocabulary chart below. I guess I didn't have to read that.
Hey, you know, for the readers to follow along.
Right. As in greetings. How the fuck are you? Fraud. I got fucked by the car dealer.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
That might happen to you pretty soon.
Woo!
Making the six. Dismay. Oh, fuck it. Trouble. Hell, I guess I'm fucked now. Aggression. Fuck you. Disgust. Fuck me. Confusion. What the fuck? Difficulty. I don't understand this fucking business. Despair. Fucked again. Exasperation. For fuck's sake. Enjoyment. This is fucking great. Hostility. I'm gonna knock your fucking head off. Stupidity. They have some random guys, but I'm just gonna say, Who's a dumbass?
Dylan.
Dylan is a fuckwad. Incompetence. He is such a fuck up. Ignorance. Fuck if I know. Displeasure. What the fuck is going on here? Lost. Where the fuck are we? Disbelief. Unfucking believable. Retaliation. Up your fucking ass. Surprise. Fucking A. Surprise. Well, I'll be fucked. Suspicion. What the fuck are you doing? Contempt. Fuck you and that horse you rode in on. Alrighty.
Or motorcycle. No one rides horses anymore. Horses are extinct, aren't they? I thought so anyway.
Yeah, as far as I know. Oh, wait, there's more.
Continue.
Famous quotes. General Custer's last words. Look at all those fucking Indians. Mayor of Hiroshima. Oh, fuck. Captain of the Titanic. Where is all this fucking water coming from? The mind boggles at the many creative uses of the word fuck. Use it regularly in your daily speech. It will add to your prestige.
There you go. Words of wisdom.
Words I live by.
Yeah. So it's okay to cuss on this podcast?
Most definitely.
Okay. Can I do one real quick? Can I do a cusser word?
Yes.
All right. I want to do one now. Wiener.
I might have to bleep that out.
I can't believe I just said that.
I can. You're kind of that type of person. So, have you ever had anything interesting happen to you at a gas station?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Would you like me to tell you one?
Yes, because I have several.
I had an older lady tell me that I had a nice ass, and that it was probably from sex. And she was not the person I would want to hear this from, you know. So I was just kind of like, thanks?
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I don't know.
Was that like an invitation for you to make the sex with the nasty old lady?
I don't know. I was a little nervous. I just got my coffee and left. That's one interesting thing that's happened to me. What's another one? I don't know. It seems like it's always at a gas station that guys want me to buy their rap CDs. Yeah. Have you ever had that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to buy your rap CD in the parking lot of a Quick Trip.
Yeah, it's probably really high quality.
Because I love rap so much as it is, you know.
Well, that and if they're selling it at QT, it's probably, you know, like in between like Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. Somewhere in there.
I think they're probably going to be famous, probably be the next Jay's.
Or Jigga, as he likes to call himself.
That's racist.
Maybe a little.
Jay's is racist.
Yeah.
Not you.
I've had so many people try to get me to buy them beer. And there was an instance where I had a guy that I got out of my car and he's like, hey, man, I left my ID at home, you know, mm-hmm. Can you buy me some beer? And I was like, no, I have no clue who the hell you are.
Exactly.
And he kept bugging me. And so I saw a worker right over there sweeping the parking lot. And I was like, hey, that guy's on his way over here. I was like, meet me around the corner and I'll go buy you beer. He was like, all right, man. So we walked around the corner and I just drove away.
Nice. You can buy me beer. You're always welcome to buy me beer if you want.
Well, I know you're of age, so that makes me a little uncomfortable. And then I think I told you guys about this, but it was on my way to meet you and Cornell at IHOP, but the guy asked me for a ride, and I was like, no, I have some place to be. So he took off his shirt, started punching a trash bin, and then just ran down the middle of the street. Like, and it was like at 6 at night. I mean, it wasn't like there was no traffic.
And you didn't give him a ride?
No. Well, I would have until he took his shirt off. And then I was like, well, I don't know here.
Yeah. You could have brought him to IHOP. He sounds like a great person. We probably would have had good conversation with him.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good times at IHOP.
Probably would have had some intellectual conversation, talked about, you know, important stuff.
Yeah, good thing he wasn't wasted either. I've seen fights at gas pumps, actual, like, physical altercations.
Yeah.
I've seen cops arresting people.
That usually happens.
I had a guy play air guitar behind the counter for me one time.
That's one of my favorite stories. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I've actually filled up, left, and realized it didn't pump any gas. It just charged me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What, was there just not any gas in the system or whatever?
I don't know. I ended up going back and getting my money back and going to a different gas station.
Weird.
And one time on my way home from Ohio, I stopped at a truck stop. Pretty sure a guy in the stall was whacking off. That was pretty gross.
You probably could have picked up a hooker.
Along with some pleasant STDs as well.
Hey, not many of them aren't pleasant.
That's true.
Yeah. Man, I like getting as many as I can.
All right.
I'm up to the hundreds, I think, at least.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's true. So this version of the show, I am going to do an old throwback. Lyrics.
Oh,
lyrics,
yeah,
that are inspiring.
Yeah.
I know this one especially will hit close to home for you, as well as anyone that has any musical taste,
mm-hmm,
or appreciates the lyrics to music that'll help them out in life.
I appreciate those lyrics.
So here we go. All I want to do is zoom a zoom zoom zoom, and a boom boom. Just shake your rump. Repeat four times.
Four times, four times, four times, four times.
Check baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check baby, 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Check baby, 1, 2. Check baby, 1. Now starts the verse.
I'm already just emotional over here.
It's called the rump shaker. The beat is like sweeter than candy. I'm feeling manly, and your shaker's coming in handy. Slide them across from New York down to your Virginia. I like how you did that there.
Mm-hmm.
That's smooth. Tickling around your Delaware before I enter turn to seduction from face, hips, to feet. A wiggle and a jiggle can make the night complete. Now, since you have the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's the hint. It's long and sharp like a sword. I wonder if he's really got a sword. And I don't know if
that
sharp.
Painful.
Yeah, as sharp as like a girl's like, yes.
No, seriously.
Flip tail. I guess that means like turn around with your booty up.
Maybe, yeah.
Your rump shaker. Let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake your rump is turning men, mighty men, to mice. But A+ got a surprise. It's a backbreaker. Well, let me see your rump like a rump shaker.
Mm.
And then that All I Want to Do is Zoom four times.
Four times. Can't get enough of that.
And that's the only verse I'm going to do because pretty much I'm tired of it already.
I don't know if I could handle it anymore. It was just amazing.
Well, you know, the lyrics really touch deep down into the soul, you know, about rump shake us.
I figured I was probably going to cry if you did anymore.
Well, we wouldn't want that because then people would like think that you're a sensitive male and you're not.
Well, it's said in the song that he's a manly man or something like that.
So. Yeah, but the rump makes mighty men turn to mice.
Oh, well, man, there's a lot of rump sitting over there on the side of the studio, so we'll probably be little mice here before too long. Quiet down over there, hot naked chicks.
Yeah.
I don't have any lyrics. I had a rap, though, so those were my lyrics.
Well, you know, that works.
It was all original. I know it probably sounded so good that it probably sounded like a cover, but I wrote those lyrics.
It was original?
It was original.
Originally done by Brandon.
The B-Mac.
B-Dizzle.
B to the Mac.
Yeah. You know how I like to use aliases?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call this guy Master Bader. And this is probably going to be the most anticipated part of the podcast that people that know that I'm doing this.
Okay.
The most anticipated part of it. So I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way.
So do people actually know who this Bader is?
Yes, this Master Bader, yes. Okay. He is, well, you know what, fuck it. He's the store director at the place I work.
Okay, yeah. That's why he's Master.
Yeah, and a Bader.
Yeah.
So this is my open letter to Master Bader.
Okay. Good old Master Bader.
Hey, bitch. I hate your face. You're the type of guy that goes around telling people what sperm tastes salty. You say, more than Jessica Simpson trying to figure out how to use a remote control. You never shut your mouth. The best advice you could give someone is don't swallow. You have the attention span of a crack whore about to suck some dick for a fix. You could make the most patient person in the world's ears bleed and want to punch a baby sloth. The only reason you have kids is probably because you adopted them because you were hung like a tick with a boner. You can't even pleasure yourself. If you were to catch on fire, I would drink 10 gallons of water and piss far enough away where you couldn't put yourself out. Go suck on a dildo, you stupid bastard. I hope you cry today and get hit by a rhino with a bad temperament. For Christmas this year, I'll buy you a case of knee pads so you don't scrape your knees inserting penises into your mouth. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that was to the level of Little Nicky, but it's still, it's not pleasant. I mean, he would probably cry if he heard it.
Yeah. Little Nicky ones were probably my favorite from the previous podcast. But my favorite part was the part about Jessica Simpson.
She might be one of the dumbest people alive. Yeah.
She used to be pretty hot. I don't know if she is now, but she used to be, like, I'd probably still do her.
Yeah, I think she lost all her weight again.
There you go.
Oh, fuck. I hope it's still running.
I hope it is, too.
Now we're going to do the infamous Grind My Gears.
I'm excited.
Now, what Grind My Gears is, for people that haven't heard a previous podcast before, it is things that piss me off, or if Brandon has some, things that piss him off, or if we have a special guest. The hot chicks waiting to make the sex with us, they don't get a say in this.
Their only thing that pisses them off is that we're not over there laying them with sex right now, that they have to wait. So that's what grinds their gears.
Good things.
They told me that.
Good things are those who wait.
Good things come. Are those who wait.
Yeah, come. Exactly. Oh, yeah. All right. So here we go. And granted, this has been months in the making as far as starting up another podcast. So some of these are really old and it doesn't fit the time period we're in right now, but they still piss me off.
Like it's maybe Renaissance time period?
No, more like Christmas.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to start grinding my gears. And if you think of any, feel free.
I've got a couple I could think of.
Okay. Do you want me to start, or you want to do yours? Because I have a pretty big effing list, I'll be honest.
You go, and then I'll give you the signal.
Okay, what's the signal, just so I know? Okay, got it.
That was a signal. It's a secret signal, so don't tell anyone.
I wouldn't dare. All right, so here we go. Christmas music. People that drive slow looking at Christmas lights. Heavy traffic. Pitbull, the rap artist. The part on Manfred Mann's song Doo-Wah Diddy when they say, I knew we was falling in love. Chicks that look pregnant that aren't. Rob Parker. Math equations I can't solve. The dissection of anything.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't like our podcast.
Exactly.
When after a movie I realize I wasted 2 hours of my life.
Mm.
Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
When you are looking at porn and someone walks in.
Mm.
That's always uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, you know, you just...
I mean, I just keep going.
Just finish up and then, you know. Or ask them to join.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Depending, yeah.
The Mayans. The world didn't end, bitches.
Yeah, but you're all dead, so ha. Huh?
Yeah. Cats.
Mm.
Bitches who don't take their medications. Okay, go ahead.
That was the signal, Jeff. I don't know.
Go ahead.
When your transmission and your truck goes out.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. All right, that's one.
How we haven't obtained Santa's naughty list yet.
I'm still waiting for it.
Boise State's football field.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes that rock the ponytail.
Oh, the rockin' pony.
Mike Greenberg.
There's a guy over by where I live. He rides a crotch rocket. He has a rockin' pony. The only thing I've ever seen him wear, well, two outfits I've seen him wear. The shirt is always a black wife beater.
Okay, so he beats his wife.
Already classy. And then he either wears jeans or shorts, but he wears like white crew socks and white like K-Swiss shoes.
So pretty much he's the definition of tool.
I think so.
Okay.
And I can't help but laugh every time I see him. Because he's always got the black wife beater on and the ponytail.
You know, he probably watches like reruns of Roseanne all day. And drinks like the Beast, Milwaukee's best.
Maybe some old English.
Yeah. All right. People that wear crazy socks. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Foreigner bathing habits.
Or lack of.
Yes.
Yeah.
How when there's a great dunk in basketball, when people on the bench like hold each other back, like they're going to run out on the court,
mm-hmm.
you know, point and laugh at the guy that got dunked on. So annoying. Jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
Windshield wipers that suck.
Mm.
Barry O.
Yes.
Andrew Bynum's hair. Dumb faces.
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't made Aaron Andrews do the O face yet.
Well, one of these days.
People that walk in front of you slowly when you're in a hurry.
Yeah, it's like you go to the Walmart or the mall or wherever, and they're always like five people across. They take up the entire aisle, and they have to walk as slow as possible.
Yeah, that's when I just start cursing like I have Tourette's,
yeah.
And they think I'm crazy and move out of my way. Okay, smiley face license plates.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, okay. You know how like Walmart has that happy face?
Yeah.
They have like front license
plates. Oh, okay, I gotcha, yeah.
Meetblackpeople.com.
It didn't work out for me.
Me neither, that's why
that's
I hate
why
it.
It's on it, yeah.
Rodney Atkins. Eric okay. Church. Muffin top bitches.
Yeah.
Liars.
Mm.
Racist black people that think every white person is racist.
Mm-hmm.
That Steve Jobs is dead.
Yeah.
That Saddam Hussein didn't die sooner. Annoying people. People in general. Retail. The stranger.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl halftime performances. Well, a couple of them were okay.
There was a couple that were okay.
But the last few years have sucked.
It's pretty sad.
The Beliebers.
Yep.
Duck Dynasty. Any movie Tyler Perry is involved with. How people like Martin Luther King Jr. and John Lennon get murdered, yet Kanye West and Justin Bieber live.
Hmm.
Women in MMA. It just...
That is weird.
It's just unattractive to me. But I won't tell them because they'll kick my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Smokeless tobacco. Liberals. How Keith Olbermann is back on ESPN.
That's tragic. That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Bills.
Well, I got a buddy named Bill. He's all right.
Well, no, my Uncle Bill, who, God rest his soul, I wish I was at his, with my family in Iowa. He just passed away, but he was awesome. But, I mean, like, the type you have to pay, like, credit card or electric. Yeah,
that makes more sense.
Magneto.
Yeah.
When Dobby died.
Oh, I might cry now.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. 99% of bitches with short hair. Magazine inserts.
Magazine.
You know, like the little cards they put in where you can subscribe.
Yeah, those are the worst. Gosh. Those are the worst. Even, and I'll get them in magazines that I am subscribing to.
Yeah, it's like, what, do you want me to give this to someone else? They'll be pissed off I handed this to them.
And there's always four or five in the same magazine.
Yeah. People that tuck in their shirts to their gym shorts.
Mm.
The Red Apple Ale commercials. Have you seen those new, like, I guess they're, what are they, Fiat commercials that are just so random and weird?
Yeah, I did see. Yeah, we were watching a soccer game the other night and saw one, and we had no clue what it was until the end of it.
Yeah, doesn't make sense to me.
All right, didn't make me want to buy one.
Any little kids' sports that aren't Little League Baseball?
No.
World Series. Let me clarify that.
Yeah.
Anyone who tries to break in my stride?
Ain't no one going to slow me down.
Oh, no.
I got to keep on moving.
Exactly. Ashton Kutcher. Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
Disco music. How Magic Johnson drinks unicorn blood like a Lord Voldemort to stay alive. Music that takes no talent. Gay Rod. When you think you fart, but you actually poop a little bit. I believe that's called a shart.
A shart. Oh. Awkward situations.
When football season is over, Will I Am. And this one I totally don't mean mockingly, but why they call it Down syndrome when those are like the nicest, happiest people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
When nasty hoes be all up on your jock. I hate that.
No joke. Even that stank.
Speaking of that, that's a good segue to my next one. Any vaginal cleaning commercial.
There are some commercials that just shouldn't be on the TV at all.
Have you seen the vaginal mesh pads or whatever?
I'm like, and then there's a lawsuit for, you know, if you have issues with that. Because, yeah, I'm going to call that number.
Hey, we should try to get them in on that.
Let's do it. I got another one. The vegan billboard that's over by my place.
Oh, yeah. The pet one?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I want to buy the one above it and just put bacon all over it.
Put beef.
Bacon.
See, you didn't do the sign.
I'm sorry.
So I didn't know.
That's all right.
Larry the Cable Guy. When I go to the donut shop right when they open up and all they have are those nasty-ass cake donuts that only old people like.
Yeah, I don't understand those.
And then when you do get yours after waiting for 30 minutes... They're hot and all the whatever you like. I know you're not a fan of chocolate, but I am. But when the chocolate sticks to the paper, so it's, I pretty much should have just bought a glazed donut.
Yeah, I've seen the picture of, you know, there's a whole dozen of them in a box and they lift the box up and all the chocolate is stuck on the top of the box and there's none on the donuts.
It's like, what the hell, man?
First world problems.
This one is a huge pet peeve of mine. People that say the Beatles are the first boy band. I have never seen a boy band that plays instruments, writes their own music, that doesn't do stupid dances.
It's the truth.
It really bothers me. When boobs are called breasticles.
That is weird.
It just bothers me. It's too much like testicles.
Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't want it, any relation to testicles. It makes me not want to touch them.
Yeah. Getting asked too many questions. Capri Sun straws.
Oh.
And then... You, like, take one sip and it's gone.
Yeah, I can pretty much smash one out.
You can smash a case and still not be, like, thoroughly thirst-quenched.
I drink Gatorade way too quickly also.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I can down one of those things in one gulp.
Shopping carts. Having a shitty-looking beard.
Mm.
When people switch M's and N's, for example, feminine, instead of feminine.
Yeah, that irks me.
Or minimum. That's the correct
way. You can't even say it wrong.
No.
Minimum?
Yes, thank you. When you're running from the cops and you lose a shoe.
Yeah, or your pants fall down around your ankles.
Yeah. When Bruce Willis in Die Hard walks across the glass with broken glass in his bare feet. Pumpkins. How cartoons mostly suck right now. I mean, there are a few good ones. You know, there's Archer and Family Guy. And
I wouldn't consider those normal cartoons, though. But.
Right. When text talk.
OMG.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, LOL.
When you fall off a ski lift.
Hey, Jeff, that last one was just hashtag awesome.
Oh, good. Hashtag shut the fuck up. Jimmy Fallon reference.
STFU.
I actually fell off a ski lift once about 20 feet up.
I've never been skiing. How did it end up?
Well, the funny thing was, is I was on a church retreat, right? And this is a true story. I was actually smoking a joint on the ski lift.
All right, yeah.
And the guy sitting next to me in my skis got tangled. I don't know how. And I fell like 20 playing feet.
Footsie.
And it hurt.
Yeah, 20-foot fall, even if it's snow down below, it's still got to be pretty painful.
And the part I was pissed most about, and when the crazy thing in the lift in front of me was that the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad part was I lost my joint. That's what I was most mad about. I was like, what?
Okay, I got another one.
Okay, sign. Okay.
I'm not going to use his name. When someone tries to tell me about their tragic motorcycle experience and try to, you know, make it sound real sad and make me feel sorry for him about a van backing out of a driveway and he hit it. Van's backing out of the driveway. He hit it just all of a sudden. And then he follows it up with, well, I mean, I guess I was going 70 miles an hour through the neighborhood, so... And it's like, okay, you're a douchebag. I don't want to hear your story, and don't try to make it sound like it's such a tragic thing that happened to you.
Yeah, way to be a jackass.
You're an idiot. You're the reason why people don't like my motorcyclists.
Yeah. When you headbang so hard you can't see straight for a while.
Yeah.
When straight people act gay. If you're going to be gay, be full-out gay. When you have a pebble in your shoe.
Yeah.
Gas prices.
Amen.
Sunburns.
Amen.
Hooker prices.
Oh, especially around here.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Jock itch. Oh. When I tell people I'm living the dream and they actually believe me. Disney, if they fuck up Star Wars.
Yes. I'm nervous. A little me nervous. Too.
OxyClean. The rat at Chuck E. Cheese. That does not make me want to eat pizza. The village people, bowling under 100.
That's I'm horrible at bowling.
Me too. I went not too long ago and pretty much sucked. The shape of Porky Pig.
Bacon.
Whistles, crack pipes, opinions that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
People that tell you how great they are.
Mm. Except for us.
Yeah. People that fall upstairs.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't get that.
It is weird.
Interrupted naps.
Mm-hmm.
That is so frustrating.
Exactly.
And my final one, and I know you can relate to this, when you're teabagging someone and they wake up.
Seriously. If I had a dime for every time that happened,
yeah,
I'd have a lot of dimes. I bet when, well, if Cordell ever comes on here, he could probably tell some stories like that.
About waking up to it?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, goodness.
Okay, we're at 45 minutes, and I've got one more open letter.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. And then, you know how on our last one, we had our little ending thing?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new one.
Okay.
And it's going to be... What's the gay ass dude from How I Met Your Mother?
Legend,
Derry.
Mm.
It's gonna be that
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he likes double rainbows. Okay, and I'm not even gonna do you as a code name.
Okay,
this guy's name is Nick.
Okay,
hey you ADHD fucktard, take your medication so you can hear this open letter clearly. You masturbate to your boyfriend while listening to It's Raining Men. I don't know why you hit on every girl at the store because none of them will touch your little peener. I know you're great at customer service because you lie pretty well, but that doesn't help you if you're in another department when you're supposed to be in camping. Your compulsive lying is getting old. Everyone knows you're not going to the Air Force. Yeah, I can totally see you flying a plane, seeing a fucking seagull, getting distracted, and fucking up the whole mission, along with the ship, and probably the seagull, too. Of course they're not going to let you in when you spell coming, C-O-M-E-I-N-G. Nick no longer works because he got caught stealing. When he got caught, rumor has it that he cried. You know what? You're going to be doing that when you're someone's bitch in prison, I hope. I hope your next job is giving oral pleasure to some dude in the Burger King bathroom for $2. Go fuck yourself. This is Jeff signing off.
Oh, man. Watch your back when you go to Burger King restrooms.
Or if you have $2, get you a little jolly.
If you don't, yeah.
Maybe you got advice from a masturbator.
Oh, double the fun. I got $2 in my pocket.
Hey, I know where a couple Burger Kings are at. Let me see if he's working.
Oh, goodness.
He didn't go to jail, by the way. He got 3 years probation and a shitload of fines.
No, well, there you go.
The other people that were involved with it just got, they all pleaded not guilty and still waiting on court, but.
Naturally.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
I'm out of ideas. I didn't come prepared.
Well, you did awesome.
I'm just kind of like I'm the Paul or the Ed McMahon to the Johnny Carson. So,
dude, I mean.
I just sit over here and drink Pepsi.
Yeah, you do. You drink it good.
I'm going to drink it right now.
Put that bottle in your mouth.
All the way.
Yep. But anyways, I know you say that, but I mean, I figure it'll probably be me and you doing this most of the time. So I consider it, you may say whatever, but I consider it our podcast. Maybe you don't want to claim it. I don't know.
I'm just along for the ride. Whatever. You're the boss. Yeah. Maybe one of the hot naked chicks will come talk one time.
Oh, yeah. Actually, this is kind of a bad way to introduce this, but I know a couple girls that want to come sit in on a...
All right. Sounds good to me.
We'll have to talk about it off air.
Okay.
But our end thing on the other one was, I can't remember what you...
Keep your eyes open.
And I'd say, don't get anything on you. That's exactly. My new ending thing is going to be, if I ever get rich, my adult onesie collection is going to be legendary.
I'll buy one. Do you have a name for those?
Onesies.
It's just called onesies?
Yeah, you know, like the full pajamas with the back.
I didn't know if there was a name, like if you had your own name for the brand or whatever.
No, but they have an awesome collection online.
All right. I'll have to look it up. We'll talk about that off the air, because I think that's going to be a hit.
So, yeah.
So, practice rundown, go ahead and do your ending again. And is that it? We'll sign off after that?
Yeah.
All right. I don't have a tag line, so I'm going to have to think of one. It's my challenge for next time.
Yeah. By the way, we don't have an email or a phone number, so if you have any input, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Because
keep it to yourself.
Until you do, you'll just have to see one of us and tell us, and we may or may not put it on the air, depending on whether it sucks or not.
Or if you're hot or not.
If you're hot, you'll probably have to do sexual favors. Yeah. I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
No.
All right. I'm going to do my ending line again, just because I fucking feel like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to shut up.
If I ever get rich, my collection of adult onesies are going to be elite. Yes. I changed it up.
That's all right. Curveball.